The Sentai Review, episode 89. These guys again. Welcome back to the Sentai Review. Reploid Bill, William Bush.
Sub-level Sario. I'm back!
Scott Action Jackson.
Holy shit, I've been resurrected from the dead.
Yeah, that's because work sucks, so I needed somebody to kill. I'll resurrect you after we're done with this again.
No, you already resurrected me. I'm back!
Yeah, I know. And now I gotta kill you so we can resurrect you again. And a website.
Oops. Hey guys, I know you're about to get your podcast on, so I'll be quick. If at any time you feel like dropping your own opinion into what we're talking about, head on over to FandomNight.com and all of the contact information for every single one of our shows, including the one you're about to watch, is there. All right, guys, I'll leave you alone.
Sorry, cut took a lot longer than normal.
So,
Bill was just sitting there going,
I was like, fuck
oh,
it.
Oh, shit. I actually didn't even introduce myself. I'm Nick the Lone Paladin.
He really Oops. Didn't. Yeah. So not only did he didn't introduce himself, and you were like, website. And then I'm like staring at it like,
what the hell?
Oh, yeah, I'm supposed to do that.
I've been awake since 4 a.m. because they got me on that first shift bullshit.
So. Oh, man, it sucks. It's a good start to filming.
It really is.
Yeah, and this one we're retackling the Koo Rangers because some more stuff has been revealed.
See, this is why you need to watch the episode. See, I even watched the episode and commented, so anybody who pays attention to the comments, I re-upped the score because I would have voted 5 for these motherfuckers.
I saw that. Yeah. Holy shit, by the way. I'd like to say thank you. Thank you again. I can't get over this. Like one night was like 300 views alone and like 36 comments.
Yeah.
One night. The first night. And what blew my mind about that is that it posted at like 3 in the morning. Or some
yeah,
shit?
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
I think it was, like, finalized at maybe, like, 6, so...
Yeah, so I'm like, I'm
I usually upload them overnight.
Because I was at work. That's the reason I know. And the episode dropped, and I picked it up, and I was just coming off a break, and I was like, well, that's cool. I'll watch this because on my last half an hour, I'm supposed to clean, but who has time for that shit?
Yeah.
So I go over in the corner, and I put the phone up, and I'm like, play... So I'm watching the first half hour of it, and I look, and it's already at like 38 views, and I was like, what the f- 5 in the fucking morning? I was like, 38 fucking people beat me to the video?
Yeah.
So
it's wild. Welcome to both Third Shift and viewers around the world.
Dude. Dude, it's wild how quickly this is going.
Well, I mean, but, how many hits do we usually get from like Germany for some of our podcasts? A couple thousand.
Okay, well, we'll...
Thereabouts. We got people all over.
There's something about that, though, but we won't get into it. There was something going on. We do have people. We've even had people comment from Germany, which will mess me up because I literally have to put it in the Google Translate to even stand a chance of talking with them, but
which
regardless...
half the time it doesn't work, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But... let's go ahead and load up the first image and see what we're working with here tonight.
Yeah, with this part deuce of the Koo Ranger. And this is some of the actors.
I see.
And as you can tell, it's from a Japanese newspaper.
Shane, yes. I know you're over there trying to take a Shane nap, but what does all that say?
He can't read that. Are you out of your freaking gourd?
But it's Shane Butcher's name, which means he's trying to...
There's no names to try to butcher. They're all in Japanese kanji. We can't read it.
Actually, oddly enough,
There's a few English words.
Yeah.
Where?
Yeah, there are a few.
Vocal Battle Audition.
Exile presents Vocal Battle Edition. All right, that's the only thing in English other than the numbers, because that's universal.
Yeah, and the numbers.
Okay, done with that. Next.
One other. More of the same thing, except, yeah, it was stuff.
Okay, done with that. Next.
Pink Ranger has wings.
Here
yeah.
are four of them unmorphed.
Okay, so we have Dog Dude on the left.
Yep.
Weird Bull. Yep. Bull Dragon Dude next to that guy.
Who's the Black Ranger.
Concession Bot 2.0.
More yep. cutie than sexy.
And then...
Shane's Gold Guy.
It's the balance.
I was going to go more along the lines with Robotic Space Jester, but we'll go with the balance. I like that.
It's actually more workable C-3PO type.
Oh, God, I already hate more. This guy yeah. then.
He can move a lot
this
more.
This hurts my Pink Ranger love like you don't even know.
Yeah.
I was really liking that costume.
Yeah, you were loving on that costume. You were like, dude, the pink, though. And all of a sudden you see this and you're like... Stay in the costume.
But concession the bull dude is cool.
Yeah, the bull dude is cool, and it explains why he's such a big motherfucker.
And I'm tired of these fucking dogs.
Yeah. As soon as I saw that, I was like,
Bill, puppy dogs want to be rangers too. Bark, bark, power up morphin time. Bark.
Bark.
Robot.
Beep, boop,
sex
morph,
robot,
beep.
Sex robot.
Scale robot, scale robot. Next.
Yeah, here's another
There's
shot.
There's better pictures of
kind
them.
Kind of clearer shot, but...
Yeah.
Concession Bot 2.0 doesn't look that bad.
Can we justify better? Because...
it's not clearer pictures.
Less slutty.
Less slutty?
They are better pictures. Like, quality-wise, they are better pictures.
Her hair is her boobs.
Yeah.
So she's Bayonetta.
Well, no, because that means her hair would have to be her clothes.
Yeah.
That's just boobles.
I'm trying to think of something that would actually compare to that. My brain is not working.
Are they clocks?
No, I
Does
think they're
Does she
headphones.
Have clock titties?
No, they're headphones. Those look like speakers. That's
apparently.
Not going to help, Bill. Maybe there are clocks. I don't know, but I can't tell.
At least that
because
means you
it's
know
so
how long
pixelated when you zoom in.
Huh.
Either she's got a lot of clocks, or they're speakers, or they're compasses. Compi. Whatever the hell the plural word
look,
for compass is.
I just said it. But
or
I
are
mean,
they
yeah.
just like gauges?
They might
I
be.
Don't actually, know. Yeah, they might be.
Right, well, I've spent enough time on her hair gauge boobs.
Hair boobs.
Fucking, yeah. It's good to put bells on your robot so you know where he is all the time. Huh. I like the bull.
Yeah.
I just put that, I like him.
Yeah, because I'm even trying to think of something for the dog. But
the
I'm
dog's
the
like,
oh, I'm so done with these dogs.
Yeah.
This one looks a bit like of a Two-Face type of thing.
He's a partial Oni dog. He wears part of a mask. I don't know, let's just keep moving.
Is he a mutt?
Possibly.
It wouldn't surprise me.
As
but
a technicality, almost every dog that, well, actually any dog that's not 100% purebred is a mutt.
Right, yeah, that's what I'm true. Asking.
So, probably.
So, I mean, since he's half dude, is he a mutt?
Probably. I don't fucking
is he,
know.
Is he cool?
I wouldn't say he's cool.
I
wasn't trying to defend him. I was
at
just
least
saying
gives more credence,
he's
though,
Oni
to the fact
guy.
That he has the claws on his feet and on his hands.
Well, I yeah. guess.
I mean,
yeah,
I'll give him that, but...
Other than the claws look really weird and bent upwards.
Well, on this, yes, but you didn't get to see the suit. The suit actually has, like, silver on the feet and the hands for...
You'll see
what
the
is
suit.
Going on with Buff 3PO's stance?
He's trying to be very, very manly.
He's trying to be
he
balanced.
He fails.
Oh, God, no, I've got it, but it's something that possibly only Scott, maybe a handful of the wrestling viewers would get.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, let's
what?
Just keep moving on.
A diamond upside down is a pussy bang.
Yeah, let's just keep moving on from that.
Yeah, it's
I think that's
the
key
the
for
DVP
next.
Thing. So, yeah, so next.
And see, there we
yeah,
go, we
see?
Got the...
because he's got the claws on the feet and on the hands. So, like I said, it gives it a little bit more credence there. I'll give it that.
He looks cool when he's morphed.
I didn't realize this until just now. He kept his puffy neck.
Yeah.
His suit gave him puffy fur neck.
No, he always has it.
And no, I'm just saying, like, normally when he gets the suits...
The costume kind of has it, too.
That's what I said. He kept his puffy fur neck.
That's weird.
No, I mean, the rest of it is like the legs. It looks like it looks a little puffy on there, too.
Yeah, his entire suit looks like
he's fuzzy.
Yeah.
He doesn't get spandex. He
fuzzy
gets
ranger.
No, you said it right the first time. Furry ranger.
He morphs into a furry ranger.
Yeah, he gets furex instead of spandex. That's what I said. Why did you have to shoot that down? It made sense. It was witty. Just go to the next one, Bill.
Next.
All right, that makes this dude epic and my favorite now of all
time. Shane
times.
Is not looking.
Come on, Shane, it's your favorite. He's jigging.
Shane is currently dead right now. Please call back at a later date.
And Bill facepalmed.
Bill's facepalming.
Bill's been facepalming as soon as he turned the picture. He started facepalming.
But this dude is cool. Look at him.
Okay, we have Blue Dog Man. Not impressed. Buff 3PO.
Who's jigging?
He's goofy. I'll bet you in motion he might be fun, but otherwise I'm not impressed.
This dude is the best, Bill. You know it.
Next.
But he's so cool. Oh, and there's the bull dude.
This
dude's filled with wind. I feel like he doesn't even need to morph.
Now, my question is, what happens to his horns when he goes into the helmet? Because that is obviously
the same thing that happened to the fucking dog in space. His face gets all crunched up.
Yep.
I have a feeling that horns would punch through the helmet, though.
Nick, let me help you. Don't view that plot hole. Interdimensional. In a time loop.
I will view that damn plot hole as much as I want, goddammit. What you gonna do about it, you floating head in a jar? I'll flush your ass down the toilet.
I'll tell you, no. Stop.
Stop. Don't do that.
And I'll just hit the mute button.
In that case, he'll just go,
why did I install that button?
We'll just have
and
a floating head.
And then I'll be like, yo, yo, yo. And I'll be like, bitch, get out.
That's rude. You'll hurt your hand. Or if he's new alpha, you might like burn your hand on his light bulb eye.
Yeah,
I might shatter it by accident and then have to bandage my hand.
What about his glowy dome head?
I'll punt it.
That's rude.
Yeah, well, I'm a rude dude with attitude. Guess
does
I should be a Power Ranger.
I was gonna say, does that make you a Power Ranger?
I guess.
Look at that. Shane went and found his own images to look at.
I'll be the...
He's here, but he refused to talk to us.
I'll be the angsty teen ranger.
So he's just on his phone.
Oh, wait, we've
already
had those. He's on his phone flipping through images.
Next.
Yeah, speaking of flipping through images.
I can't show you the images that he's looking at, though, because he's just looking at images silently over here. I mean, he is here, guys.
Or not next, I guess.
He's not talking to any of us because he decided to do his own show, I guess. Where he's got his phone out. So, I mean, just trying to let you guys know what happened to... Oh, I think he just ended his show. His phone is off now.
Bill.
To be fair, technically Shane just woke up and came over, so he's not in the mood to talk to you guys. All right,
Pink Ranger. All right, her helmet's cool as shit when she's morphed.
Those are some kind of gauges.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, because you can
Booby
see him
gauges.
Better. Well, no, you can see him better in the feet. You can actually see the red and the pink and shit. But anyway,
she's mostly pink, you jackanape.
Except for the red that was going down the legs, which is why I thought red. But anyway,
those are like wires.
No,
or something.
Those are hoses.
Yeah. Okay.
General wires difference. And hoses are different.
So though. She's another robot.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Gotta pump that coolant somehow.
Well, because she's a robot, just like Gold is a robot, just like the fucking puppy dog and the bull are animals.
This really hurts my opinion of that Pink Ranger. I was really digging on that costume.
But morphed is cool.
Yeah, but I'm going to have to watch half the series with her looking like that.
Cutesy stuff. Ish. Cutesy.
Look, at least if we get it over here, they can finally do a version of Concession Bot.
I have a feeling that if this comes over here, I'm going to like our Pink Ranger more than their Pink Ranger.
Yeah, I can believe that.
I'm always looking forward to the Americanization to get whatever that is out of the show.
What are you going to do if they actually bring that to our show?
Not like it.
Bill's trying to swipe away at that.
Well, just swipe it away then, fool. Go to the next.
You do have a touchscreen. You can hit a button and next.
It's next. True.
See?
And here's the lineup.
She's still here.
Well, of course she's still there. She's the Pink Ranger, you jackass.
But there have been
other robots in the show I've liked, to be fair.
But this image right here was shared on, I think, either the Facebook page or the Sentai Review Facebook page about us needing to go back and checking on these new images.
Yes, I think this might have been the image. There was an image that was dropped, and this dude was like, "You guys need to go back." He was like, "You need a part two." And I looked at it, and I was like, fuck.
I was saying the same thing, too. I was like, oh, shit.
I was like, this dude is right. Like, we do have to talk about these guys outside of costume. I like their jacket, I guess. They all have this weird jacket thing they're wearing.
Yeah. Huh. That's all right. I just did the math because I'm a dumbass. Okay, well, to be fair, everybody knows we record on Saturdays and these go up on Wednesdays, but still. So, apparently this will come out 4 days before the show does.
Oh, wow. Nifty. Yeah, that's wild.
Nifty.
Maybe this is time, too. Maybe if I'm lucky, I can actually watch this as it drops and keep up with it. That would be neat. I mean, it wouldn't be neat for her.
It's going to be amazing. You're going to have her as your favorite by the end of it.
Or that dog.
He's going to also be your favorite at the end of it.
Or that goofy gold C-3PO buff ass.
All three of them will be your favorite by the end
of it. I don't know. I have a feeling that buff 3PO is at least fun.
Yeah.
Buff 3PO.
Here, gauge a boob. I'm not sure that that's something I'm going to be into at all.
You're going to love her. She's going to be your favorite.
She might end up being fun anyway.
I'm okay with their morphers now that I can see them right on the wrist right there.
Yeah.
That is kind of neat. Next.
Yeah.
And here's the top and bottom view of each ranger.
What the hell is up with Yellow's helmet?
It's a swordfish.
Swordfish.
Okay.
Yeah. That's why it's poking out and shit.
I was like, why does it look like he has, instead of a normal nose, it's Pinocchio in the center of his face mask?
Well, that's
now
it
I
kind
know.
Of is. Yeah. Yeah, because I remember when one of the fans first dropped the original teaser image that you guys first showed in the other video.
Yeah.
Like, me and him debated for a long time because of the gold guy. I was like, oh, well, shit, it's got to be the fucking Zodiac. And then as we kept going, I started, like, running shit through my translator and looking at the side. Because if you pay attention, go back to the old video.
Yeah.
When it zooms in, if you look, you can actually, behind the kanji, read the English for what it's supposed to be. It's real faint and hard to tell.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, it's like literally like 0.8 font up against like 0.14 for the Japanese.
Which is why zooming in didn't help.
Yeah, which is why it didn't help. It pixelates the fuck out of it. But yeah, because green is the easiest to tell. It actually says chameleon on the side in English. So I was like, oh no, because it says green chameleon. Fuck.
So wait, what was gold then?
Gold actually is just supposed to be the balancing scales.
Oh.
I can't think of which Zodiac sign that is right now, which is fucking killing me because I know that shit. I want to say it's Libra.
Oh, yeah, because Libra's the balance. So Black Ranger's Tauros.
Yep.
Or Taurus, whatever.
Yeah, see, so now
what Zodiac is a swordfish?
It isn't. That's why as soon as Chameleon came up, it was like, nope, can't be.
The yellow one is the sun. The big yellow one is the sun. Let's just assume yellow is a fish.
Mason in the food and in the woods and isn't them.
Moosin.
Oh, fucking Brian Regan.
I'm sorry, I'm completely lost on this episode.
Don't worry about it.
We don't know what we're doing anymore.
No.
We didn't know what we were doing to begin with.
That's why this show is like an escalator. It can never break down. It can only become stairs.
Sorry
for the convenience.
That's right. Next.
See, their bridge on their ship thing looks kind of
yeah.
neat.
Yeah, I was going to say, so they're in...
I mean, hell, they've got like a weird like pentagon pool table in the center.
Look at Buff 3PO.
Play the shit out of some cool
pool. Look like a fucking pool table.
Look at that, Bill. Play some cool ass pool while you're waiting to go to battle.
Space pool.
Space pool, buddy.
For the space pope.
Is that pool table? Is that pool table like an octagon?
No, it's a pentagon.
Yeah, it's a pentagon.
Well, I can't see the rest of it, so
the way it's shaped, it's probably a pentagon or it's a hexagon. It's not an octagon.
Yeah,
It'd either be 5 or 6 sides. Because they already screwed up the possibility for the 8. It's not a stop sign, Bill.
Yeah, judging by the angles, it's definitely a pentagon.
Yay, go Nick.
Yay, geometry.
Well, no, because the angles, it could still be a hexagon. It depends on if it's symmetrical on the other side or not.
Yeah, that's kind
of
true.
But even then, pentagon or hexagon? Until we see the other half of the bridge, it's all good. Why does that dog dude always, like, try to be all weird-looking and shit? I mean, he's weird-looking, but look at his arms. Every picture, he's just like, ooh.
He has to stand out somehow. Fucking Buff 3PO takes up 33% of the image with his pecs.
Well, at the same
time,
and
33% of the picture gets taken up by hair boob gauges.
So wrong.
So great.
Well, it doesn't matter because their Zordon isn't here to sit down in his captain's chair and be like, make it so.
No, he's too busy looking for his toupee and girdle and he can't leave his room.
His toupee and girdle.
Yep. Mystery Science Theater 3000.
So,
it's neat. That's all I can really say about it. I kind of like the bridge.
It's a shame. It's a shame when I think about it. Because if Shane was here, we could play such fun games as Spot the Leader.
Yeah.
Well, aren't I technically filling in for Shane? I mean, Shane was here for this episode last time. So does that mean I have to play Spot the Leader?
I don't know, because I wasn't here for
this episode.
Because
my guess is Spot the Leader is the dude in the middle. The one who's trying to look all cool and shit. But he's not cool, is he, Bill?
I don't know. It might be one of those side doors.
Honestly,
he's cooler than Buff 3PO.
Honestly going to be the big Taurus guy, the big bull dude. He's probably really the leader.
No, he's not the leader. He's the peacekeeper. Because are you going to argue with a motherfucker that big?
Yes. And I will lose. But at least I tried, because I ain't a punk-ass bitch.
I miss Concession Bot every day now. All I could do is stare
Bill
at this
fucking... Bill
just
wanted to run a train on her.
With her stupid glowing eyeballs and her stupid hair and her stupid gauges.
I can help you,
stupid
Bill.
Stupid hoses.
Next.
Yes!
Oh, guess what? We get the logo.
Hey, it's a logo.
Damn
on the bridge.
Scott.
On the same picture. Hey, guess what, Bill? This is going to be real quick. Next!
The Megazord.
Oh, sweet-ass Megazord thing.
Dude, now that I know they sit inside the orbs, that's where their controls are, that is both amazingly awesome and stupid.
Exactly.
Amazingly awesome and terrifying at the same time.
Because any monster just punches the orb.
And it shatters. And they go, shoo!
But as we've already seen from the toy pictures... Technically, if you were to punch that arm off, okay, let it fly away. Guess what? It'll pick its leg up.
Yeah, but
to
I wouldn't.
Replace the arm.
I wouldn't be worried about having the arm.
No,
punched.
Not
if
the arm.
The orb gets,
the orb
punched
gets
in,
shattered.
Yeah, like
that
I'm,
means that poor bastard
yeah,
inside gets to
I
go.
Mean,
this can, sucks.
Yeah, he gets to fly away. They still have 12 other motherfuckers to beat that one
right,
motherfucker.
But
that
but
dude
I,
is
so they
dead.
Can pull another guy in.
I'm
dead
saying. Set. I'm saying that if they're like fucking Bill. Pilot your Megazord, and I'm like, yeah, I'm in this orb, and then all of a sudden I'm noticing that I'm the big, giant, red, open target chest piece orb, protected by glass, and I'm the biggest target there.
Because you're in the middle of
because I'm in the middle of the chest.
Thing.
I got swords and kicks and punches and shit coming at me and lasers, and I'm just completely exposed out here in my orb.
That's when you learn yeah. from Piccolo's training. Dodge.
It's not up to me to dodge. It's those two dudes below
yeah,
me that determine whether
shit.
I get to live or not.
He's the center
he
of mass.
Shit. It's up to them.
Yeah. I'm not the legs. I'm like, guys, I'm getting fucked on. The orb's cracking, and they're like, how does this thing, how's this fucking thing work? You better
like,
figure that shit out.
You know, I'd be like, I can't move, Bill. I'm an arm.
No, yeah. One guy is sitting down there like, how the fuck does this thing work? And the other guy is Shane sitting on his phone.
Yeah.
Trying to do
Shane is like, dude, I'm trying to fucking look this up. You better move that motherfucking leg. I'm getting punched.
Hold on. I got to find a walkthrough. Hold on.
Well, I'm just sitting there swinging the sword with my random arm. Good. Yeah. How the fuck does this thing move forward?
The other person's already dead because she tried to block a... We shoulder charged the monster. Crack.
Oops.
Oh, shit. Well, he's done.
We need a replacement. We'll pick your corpse up on the way back to the ship.
Shoulder charge, kill a pilot.
Shoulder charge, kill another pilot. Knee kick, kill
yeah,
another
if,
pilot.
What if you knee a monster in the nuts? Then whoever was in the orb knee yeah. literally got death by nut shot. Because
no. Their corpse got teabagged.
Yeah, your corpse got teabagged to death. But we showed that monster because he's got orb shards in his nuts now.
Oh, the glass shards, they're so bad.
I'm like, sorry, Shane, you gotta go. We gotta win. Shane is like, dude! as he sees
monster
the
like
nuts
hits the ground and just like, I'm done fighting.
You would be he would be in the orb seeing the nuts come at him. And there'd be nothing he could do. I'm like, Shane, we gotta win.
And what
no!
What would be even worse is that he would, like, his adrenaline would kick in. So it'd be all super slow-mo and shit.
Yeah,
like,
slow.
No, fuck, no. And
slow.
It's like, slow as fuck. He's like, oh, God.
Slowly approaching nutsack of doom.
Hey, but the upside is, you know, we get a phone call a week later from that monster because we didn't kill him. He just gave up on the fight because he got glass shards all up in his nutsack. He gives us a call. Hey, man, just want to call and thank you guys. You saved me a lot of money on that vasectomy I was needing anyways.
Fucking
though the glass shards were kind of a pain in the ass to get out. Sorry about your friend. Ah, it's all right. We got a replacement for him.
Technically, the glass shards would be more of a pain in the dick, but I mean, just saying.
I love this design. I do, but we always point out the weird, not very logical parts of these Megazords, and this
my big question
seems
about this
like
Megazord,
a flaw.
Bill, is do they change lantern cores depending on who's piloting the center?
Well, okay, the legs...
Because right now, they're apparently part of the Red Lantern
The legs,
Corps.
Arms, and pieces are interchangeable.
Yeah.
It's very possible. What I'm trying to tell you is, like, if the blue knee gets broken, the green arm will actually detach and go down to the bottom, and it flips out and becomes the leg. All these parts are interchangeable from what we've witnessed.
I was cracking a joke because the center part looks like a lantern.
I know. And it's very possible that since the orbs connect that way, and yes, it could be.
Technically speaking, if you were going to go with
You made that, a joke, but you might not have made a joke. It's very possible that they are interchangeable.
Yeah, because
Probably, but I was just cracking a joke just with the fact that, you know,
say,
Red Lantern Corps right now.
Technically speaking, if you wanted to make a better joke, it would be Thanos' gauntlet. Because there's the red gem and a green gem and a blue gem and a yellow gem and the black
There's
gem.
No yellow gem on there.
It's right there.
Yeah, it's right there. Swordfish, yellow.
Swordfish is yellow.
I mean, yeah, the coloring is fucking off on it. But
yeah that coloring is extremely off because
that's
green.
That's green.
The one on the left, for us, that looks green to me. It's more green than yellow. It's like a lime green.
Yeah.
Bill, you can't really see it that well, so quit trying. Because the one on the far side, near the back of the picture,
looks
that one's
like
an aqua.
Seafoam, yeah. Yeah, like a seafoam aqua, yeah. But at the same time, the black also kind of looks like it's a grayish purple. Or at least a grayish blue.
I was going to say like steel blue, but yeah.
Yeah.
Like, for some reason, the coloring is really off in this picture, so that threw me off a little
bit.
It
looks yellow to me.
But it could just be the picture.
I'm too sober for this, so it's okay.
Anyway,
next!
On.
I've got nothing when it comes to colors.
I know.
Yeah, we know.
Oh, look.
Yeah,
it's that chameleon lady.
Wait a second. Why'd we end up back on the chameleon?
I don't know. It's because that was the next picture. You press the button for the picture. Here it is. It's chameleon lady.
All right. Well, there's her again. Next.
Yeah.
Oh, well, there's
Silver
him
dude.
Again. Next.
Again, yeah.
Well, there's him again.
Yep.
Next.
Yep.
Well, there's him again. Next.
Wow.
Well, there's him again. Next.
This is going to be stupidly fast.
Well, there's them
fast.
Again. Hey, look, Buff 3PO is striking a pose.
On the silver dude.
He really likes to touch his own hips.
Your new favorite ranger, Nick.
He's voguing.
Silver is the Cobra.
No, I'm good.
Oh, you don't want to be Cobra?
Because the silver dude had that weird facial expression in that quick clip I saw before we started this episode.
Yeah, it's kind of true.
That freaked me the fuck out. Reminding me of like a human-sized titan.
I love how.
Wait.
Do you see Red?
Yeah, I see him.
Yeah, he's just like staring at.
He's
kind of
like.
Who's
he's
like, kind of
like.
Fuck?
I don't think you know this, but I'm the leader. I'm the one that's supposed to pose. I'm the one that's supposed to be big. I'm the one that's supposed to move to the forefront. Fucking Buff 3PO.
Buff 3PO's like Vogan, bitch. With but my buddy Silver.
I think Buff 3PO works on his hips a lot. Because he really likes to touch them.
Well, again, we've been making... we've been making the reference already. He's Buff 3PO.
He's Buff 3PO, but maybe he enjoys some golf and it's all in the hips.
I was more going with the fact that most people actually claim that C-3PO really was gay.
That's like a possibility.
Like puffing on the cock gay.
It's whatever.
How does that work with a robot?
Exactly.
See, Bill, when two
still.
Male robots love each other very much.
I'm waiting for details because I have no idea how robosex and homosexual robotality works or
this
whatever.
This had some bumping robality. And bumping and bumping.
Instead of putting...
No, they just have to get an adapter that allows for male-to-male end.
Oh,
right.
I figured they just inserted into data port B.
So then, guys have USB?
Moving on.
Guy robots are the USB cord? Is that the idea?
I think that's a
technically,
next.
Technically, yeah.
That's a next.
Just trying to learn.
Nope.
Just.
You're
just
too young.
Growing up and whatnot.
Too young. Maybe when you're older, Bill. We'll have a talk about the.
How do the two USBs connect?
Yep. No, I told you when you're older, Bill. We'll talk. We'll have a talk about the bolts and the nuts. It's okay.
But I'm trying to have
nope.
a talk now.
Can't have the talk now. You're too young.
I suppose.
Maybe
next.
When you're 40.
Oh, rousing game! He's still touching his hips.
Spot the
Stop
leader.
Stop it.
Spot the leader. I think it's the gold one.
Fucking Buff.
He's
3PO.
The only one posing.
Put your hands on your hips.
Well, no, technically Pink is slightly posing.
And bring
Not
your knees
much.
In tight.
She's just kind of, eh.
See, no. Bill actually brought up a good point right there. The gold guy is actually practicing for when he goes to the Rocky Horror Picture Show this Halloween.
Yeah, that's kind of true.
He's got to make sure he's got the time warp down.
Or
again.
At least,
I was going to say
or
again.
At least worked on it.
Yeah, so there. Yeah, stay morphed, Pink. Stay morphed. Yeah,
there's all nine. All nine.
Yeah, yeah.
There's still not 13.
Yeah, it's still not 13, so I'm not as fucking pissy about it. Because remember, it took until 9 before I was like, if there are any more, I'm leaving. So this is fine. This is big as fuck.
This is his limit.
So my question is, the group of Rangers that had 13, how much did they get bitched? Because that's a very unlucky number. And I just want to know how often they got their shit kicked in before they're like, oh man, this sucks so bad.
Let me answer your question with the question. If the number 13 is an unlucky number, then shouldn't the letter B be, because B looks like a scrunch together 13?
I don't know.
What's your name? Bob. Get the fuck away.
No, because that would be 26.
You people on the 14th floor, you know how high you really are. Okay, and if you jump off expecting to kill yourself, you will die earlier.
You will die quicker.
Next.
Fucking Mitch Hedberg.
That looks pretty cool. I like the sunset behind
Yellow
him
needs
thing.
To headbutt people.
Yeah.
He's still got his fucking hands on his hips. Stop it.
Nice posing.
It's like Gold's got his hand on his hips and fucking Pelvic Blue looks thrust. Like he's getting ready to drop a deuce. Black's all just chilling out, being like, sup, bitches.
And her hands are always doing that fucking thing. Well, but at least she's morphed. I'm not going to complain. She's morphed.
Robot Bill.
I'm happy. Morphed, Nick.
Still a robot.
Morphed. Still morphed.
Go to the next, Bill.
Good. Good. You took your fucking hand off your hip.
For now.
Wait. Yeah, for now.
Okay, so Pink is number 8 on the scale.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah! Gold is 4th in command!
It's fine
Fuck
with me.
Fuck yeah! Buff 3PO is the 4th guy in command. That is the best.
The swordfish is last.
Yep, poor swordfish guy got boned on.
It's because he probably headbutted somebody and they
Bill,
were like, holy
Bill,
shit.
Your second favorite ranger out of the entire bunch is 3rd in command. Creepy dog guy's 3rd in command.
No, not even close.
Yep, he is. He's number 3, 3rd in command.
My favorite now is Red, because I saw the Pink unmorphed.
I don't know. I'm still digging on Green.
I'm still digging with that Gold 3PO guy.
So far, I really like Red, Silver, and Pink, and Black. I like all of them,
yeah.
To be fair. I really do. These Rangers are really cool. I'm not sure how I would put them in order, to be fair.
Well, they're in order right there. At the top.
No, he means
their
his
numbers.
Order.
His order.
I know, I'm just fucking with him. Man, I've had to miss multiple episodes, okay?
The only thing that really fucks with me is this fucking buff 3PO constantly putting his hands on his hips.
His hand isn't on his hip this time.
Only because he has to fucking hold his morpher up.
He could still have the other hand on his hip.
No, for some reason you can't do that.
Bet you I could.
No, because for some reason when it comes to morphing, there are very specific motions that need to be followed.
But he's already
morphed,
so.
Or else you can't morph.
He's
like
already
the morphed. Like the Zeo guys. The Zeo guys are exactly what I'm coming down to. If
what,
you're
the
in
weird
our
arm
American,
gesture thing?
If you're in our American series and a putty is in your face, you got to wave your arms around and make this exact connection. And if the putty keeps punching you, you can't morph.
That's why you kick the putty in his non-existent dick.
Or if you're the ninja guy,
like Shane,
you got to draw a very specific symbol in the air or you're fucked.
And then the Tokuger, they actually have a line to stop the bad guys.
Those are awesome. Yeah, before they morph, that's the best one I've ever seen. They take a step back, and they arc their hand across the ground like it's kind of up at their side, and then they arc their hand down till it goes down. And then it draws a line on the ground, and it pushes a wave back. And anybody on the other side of the tracks when they morph is incinerated instantly. So all the enemies, when they see that line go down, they back off. And they're just like, okay, fuck, they're morphing.
It's like, well, shit.
It's like, all right, we'll wait. We'll wait.
We don't want to get flattened by freight train number 87 today. 86 killed half of us.
They're awesome, yeah. Dude. They're so awesome. I love the way they move.
We don't even want to talk about freight train 85. Holy shit. Many a putty was lost that day.
Next.
Okay.
Huh.
Getting side poses.
You bitch.
What?
Get your fucking hand off your hip. It's bad enough with Buff 3PO.
Yeah! Two of them are doing it!
Yellow is last in command anyway. No one cares what he does. He's only here for fucking posterity or whatever.
And to headbutt people.
And he's the cook.
But...
Oh, shit!
We have it... The
Chef Swordfish!
The most epic pose is, of course, going to the red right now, with his stepping forward to the side, arm up. Fucking, that's leader
with
right
the
there.
Thumbs up, yeah!
That's leader.
That's yeah. Totally the leader.
Yep.
It's depressing to think so. That's the best pose ever.
He's awesome.
For now.
Go to next. The next.
Oh, here's that crossover.
Yes, this is. Yeah. More this is 100%. I thought it was just.
Why does that dude have a Super Nintendo controller flipped backwards on his
because
chest?
Because
he's
here.
A gamer.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah, you weren't here yeah. to find out that he's a video gaming Kamen Rider.
Yeah.
And a doctor.
That's a Kamen
yeah,
Rider?
He's
yes,
also
yes,
a doctor.
A writer.
He's also a doctor. Yeah, that,
one
that they were telling
that
me that.
We haven't gotten to yet. Yes.
That's fucking yep. cool. I look forward to being here for that episode, hopefully. Because Vigia Game Rider guy is going to be awesome.
Yeah, but there's a crossover going to happen between these two.
I'm down with this.
Get your fucking hand off your hip! Fucking stop it!
I was waiting for it. That's why I didn't call next. I just like, give it a second. Awkward silence for a moment.
Damn it!
Get your hand off your fucking hips!
Getting so tired of your fucking one pose.
He had a different one.
The scorpion.
He had like the teapot pose once.
Scorpion had a cool pose though. That's pretty sweet.
His tail's not hanging though.
Kind of reminds me of the Spider-Man logo back when I used to watch Muppet Babies. At the end, and the Spider-Man would come down on the little the,
oh
the
yeah
words.
That logo yeah.
Yep, that's what it reminds me of. What was that? Was it DIC used
yeah,
to do
D-
that?
Yeah, the D logo, but I think there's like yep. a Marvel Productions or something that was at the end that he hopped onto or whatever. So
it was something, because it was at yeah. the end of Muppet Babies that yeah. I remember he would jump down onto the symbol and kind of crawl forward, and he looked a lot like that.
Yeah.
You know, if you actually just only look at the tail part, it looks like he's got a giant question mark on his head.
Why?
God damn it, Bill. Next.
Now look at their visors.
I like how, for a second,
their
Nick
visors
even,
is cool as shit.
I like how Nick even considered answering it for a second. He was like, he opened his mouth and he was about to say something, and then he was like, motherfucker.
Oh, you mean like that time we were sitting down at Hardee's? Look, a distraction. And Anthony's like, wait, what? What? You motherfucker.
Dude, I got him twice with that. We yeah. were
eating, in the same day.
We yeah. were eating at Hardee's.
Within the same 5-minute span.
He had curly fries, and I had no fries. And I was fucking looking out the window, and he kept talking to me, and I was like, what the fuck? And he says, what? And I said, dude, look, a distraction. And he fucking turned his head out the window, and I ate one of his fries, and he turned back around, and he was like, fuck, did I really just do that? And I was no. like, yeah.
The best part is again, 5 minutes later.
Bill look, another distraction!
Yeah, look, another distraction, and he goes, what? And literally turns halfway, and Bill grabs the fry and has a halfway up, and he goes, you motherfucker, and Bill
yeah,
goes,
I got yep. him, I got him twice, twice in the same meal.
You
I was
were
like,
such
I was
a
like,
dick.
What the yep. fuck? Is that another fucking distraction? And he's like, what are you talking about? Motherfucker!
But yeah, they got like some galaxy type stars on their visor things. So.
I'm digging it. I like that. Sparkly helms.
I like how
you know
Swordfish
hey.
Is pointing to the heavens right. with his face.
So
no,
so
Shane
if you look at Gold Bill,
is,
hey Bill,
you have to say it because he doesn't want to be in an episode.
Bill, if you look at Gold, do you think his hand's on his hip?
We can see his shoulder.
Preparing to zoom in.
Seth.
I'm going to take a wild guess, Bill, and say his hand is on his hip.
Bill, is his hand on his hip?
No, everybody else's fucking hand is on their goddamn hip. No, I'm not doing it. So wrong. Next.
Hey, look, Red's got his hand on his hip.
No, it's not on his hip.
Oh, damn it. It's so close.
It's pointing at his belt.
Pointing at his shit. Okay, yeah.
Well, Gold doesn't have his hand on his hip.
Motherfucker!
What? Where? Who's got it?
Gold's not doing it.
No, he doesn't have it. He's doing like a pose thing. Good. Getting ready to punch a dude in the dick.
You keep posing.
I swear to God, if the next picture is not every single last ranger with one hand on a hip, I'm going to be
except
sad.
Except for Gold.
Gold's got to do a flex.
Yeah.
Why is the swordfish always looking up?
So that way then you
Because that way he doesn't accidentally stab one of his friends when he falls forward,
Blue
Bill.
Is always ready to take a dump. Gold always has his hand on his hips.
No, he doesn't. He doesn't have
Yellow
it right there.
Is always looking in the sky.
Because he's trying to smell. Since he's a chef, he's trying to smell any scents and stuff.
Can fish smell?
Smells like bullshit.
Next.
Here's some of their putty things.
By the way, I'm completely unimpressed with their putties. Unimpressed. These guys suck. And your enemies, I'm just going to put this out there, your enemies make your rangers. If your enemies suck, it's going to hurt the rangers because they're not fighting cool shit. So we're going to cross our fingers for epic-ass monsters.
Well, on plus side, they could try to improve the putties later on or whatever.
Yeah, like
these
put a big
are.
Silver Z on their chest.
But all you got to do is touch it. Just throw a fucking rock at it. It's dead.
Spitball!
Yeah, exactly.
Honestly, I really, really, really hope that the monsters, when they all pop in, just for Bill's own amusement, their pose is putting their hands on their hips.
No.
It's going to be great.
I don't know. I kind of hope that even though the putties look dumpy, like there's something to them that actually makes them cool.
Maybe they split into more bad putties when you defeat one.
That putty's on the ground.
I think that's a next.
That's a next.
Water!
What the hell is that thing? That dude looks kind
of
cool.
Looks like one of the
He's like a crystal monster.
I'm digging this sword. It looks like something out of a weird, like, Japanese RPG.
Yeah, we kind of...
It kind of looks like the Brotherhood sword in Final Fantasy X a little bit.
We saw a preview of it in the last one that we tried with these guys.
Honestly, it just looks like a shark, and then if he, like, held it just right, maybe he could shoot it out, which would be hilarious.
I'm really liking that. I'm really liking the sword now that I'm seeing it. Like, we've seen it, but not like this. Not like when it was, like, in a battle-esque situation. It looks really good.
I mean, the last time we saw, like, an image of what looked like a toy, and then we saw him jumping.
And I'm also wondering if they change shapes, because we saw that one that kind of looked like a scythe.
Yeah. Each person might have a different weapon, too, so.
Actually, they might have the same weapon. It might just configure differently.
Yeah, because I was going to say, it seems like it's becoming a standard that all the rangers seem to just share weapons.
Yeah, because,
they might combine,
Pink
too.
Had, like,
so.
Two weapons, or had, like, two guns in that preview thing we watched. But
Next.
It looked like it was the same shit.
Incoming! Oh!
Braver, bitch!
That sword looks like it's different now, too.
About to get the beat down. Now, I don't want to sound, you know, just making an assumption. He might be the leader.
I don't think so. I think it's the crystal rock looking guy. That's probably the leader.
Because he's about to take it.
Yeah, he's about to take it like a bitch.
Yep.
Next.
All right.
So here's the human side-by-sides.
Side-by-sides.
Red guy.
Oh, red guy's giving a thumbs up. Orange is doing this weird finger thing.
So let's look
Silver's
at Silver's
doing like some weird like pseudo disco shit.
I don't mean to sound like an ass, but I'm not digging on Silver and Yellow outside of costume.
Yeah, Silver's got this weird whitish hair.
Yellow kind of, outside of the morphed form, Yellow kind of looks like a young Japanese Ernest. Do you guys see it?
Oh, God.
You know what I mean, Vern?
Yep. Bill, do you see it?
I don't know. I'm a little too busy with his earring and his mascara and his lipstick to worry about his Ernest P. Worrell.
All right, let's do the next.
But at least the red is like, yeah.
Oh, great! He's Jackie Bryant.
Fucking,
I
sweet.
Hate him so much next. Now. Thanks, Bill.
Wait, but then would that make
purple up? Dude?
We have a tenth.
Ten.
Hey.
Count them. 10 cents.
This
Hold
was
on, though.
This was previewed yesterday.
Question for it though.
Or is it going to be evil?
Will he start as a bad guy or will he be? He'll be that weird ranger that shows up, I'm sure.
People are assuming that it is their commander.
Yeah?
People are assuming that. But there
I like how he's wearing like a crazy trench coat thing. He looks different. Yeah.
But there is also rumors of 11th.
Oh,
and maybe
shit.
We're getting
closer,
maybe
Seth.
A 12th. Maybe
don't
a 12th.
Fuck yourself.
So, yeah, this is a
Wait,
blurred view.
Zoom
of...
in. The orb. The orb. Go up.
Not his dick, Bill. Jesus.
No, no. Keep going up more. Damn it.
I can't
pixelate.
God, Bill. Zoom out.
I heard it could be a dragon.
Kind of see it, but not really.
I don't know. All I see is, like, venom. Like, when Bill had that super zoomed in, it just kind of looked like venom.
Yeah, I kind of see that.
Now I'll never get to have venom.
Stupid DCU.
Don't take
crappy.
Away the venom!
Stupid, crappy writing for random thugs in DCU.
No, I'm not going to have any venom. No,
oh, man. Yeah, I'm just going to prove myself some way. Bane will give me venom, too. Oh, shit, it's a hero. Better shoot up my venom.
So fucking awesome.
Fucking dumbasses. Next. Now you're pissing me off. Oh, great. It's an even more blurred, squashed up version of this guy. Damn, best picture ever.
I'm digging on it
Although,
myself.
You know what's funny is for us, this probably looks like shit on the video. It'll look all right.
Yep. It's going to be like, what the fuck is he bitching about? It's like, It's tiny. Itty bitty picture. I can't even tell like what that weird purple stuff around his neck thing is. Is that like a tiny cape or something? Is that supposed to be a scarf? I don't know. I can't see. Is he got a white bow tie?
He has an Ivan Ooze growth.
Seriously, it looks like he's got a white bow tie, though.
Yeah, that's kind of true.
Dude's rocking a fucking...
It's the purple
trench
hood.
Suit.
He's got the red hood, it's a purple hood.
Nope, it's the trench suit, because Red Hood didn't have a trench coat. He had a tail coat. There's a difference.
Yeah, that's kind of true.
He had, like, that Mater D shit going on. This guy's like,
Shane
I got me a rocket trench coat.
Bill's kind of looking like... Huh.
Shane's showing me loading.
Oh. Oh, so loading. Shane's trying to fire up his gay porn?
No, he doesn't have to fire that up. He just has to, you know, go home and grab that
If he
book.
Has to wait this long for gay porn, he better have a good imagination because nothing is happening.
So, next.
Next picture, Bill.
And
hey,
we're done.
That was
hey,
the end of it.
That.
Now, we do also have the images of the newest posters for the movie we could look at, too.
I suppose.
For
really
this thing.
To.
Well, but I thought we were on a boycott of the...
Yeah.
Well, concerning
I
how
remember
often...
that much.
There's
remember,
an image.
Concerning how often we get
All
tossed
right,
stuff.
Well, yeah, there's an image.
I mean, that doesn't look terrible.
Everybody was right. Yeah, they did. They definitely enhanced the colors on that.
Although the saber-toothed tiger needs more yellow.
Yeah, but it's brighter.
Yeah.
That was a big thing with me, is I was trying to explain to him, they, like, in that episode, I tried to tell him over and over and over again, I was like, they can't mute the colors on a show that literally built its entire foundation on
color coordination.
Right.
Yeah. Color, yeah.
Colors, yeah.
Go, go, Iron Man Rangers. Do, 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 do.
Next. When they're in motion, they look pretty good, though.
Yeah. I'm not making fun of it. I think the suits look cool.
Standing there, these suits must be in motion, because when they just stand there, I think these suits are bad. I do not like them. I don't hate them, but they need to be moving. When I seen them in motion, I was like, oh, look, Rangers. When they stand there, I'm like, oh, look, Marvel.
Iron Man.
Iron Man Rangers.
Iron Doctor Doom.
Iron Doctor Doom. Yeah.
Yeah, because Doctor
Doom. Well, actually,
Doom,
that's the superior Iron Man.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's the better Iron
Man.
Unless
we go with, you know, Riri Williams' version for the females.
Which,
although
that's
technically
just...
that would make Pink Rescue and Yellow...
She's okay. Just Iron Man right now, right? Is she the Incredible Iron Man? Is she in that book?
I think so, yeah. I think she's the Incredible Iron Man, and Doom is...
He's superior Iron Man.
Yeah, he's superior, yeah.
Oh, excuse me. Now I'm yawning. My bad.
Next.
No, that's it.
Yeah, that's it.
All right, cool.
Next.
So.
Next is End.
Exactly. That was cool. Those Rangers are pretty cool. Gold guy is going to be the best.
Well,
he's going to piss
on.
Off
should
Bill.
Should we change scores now that we've seen them outside of costume?
I'm going to give them... a 4.95. And the only reason is because the dog guy keeps looking like he's trying to take a dump everywhere.
Get your fucking calculator.
But 4.95 is what Nick's giving him, because
actually Seth is getting a calculator.
I enjoy the amount of hate Bill has for buff 3PO hip pose Ranger.
All right, well then let me do it this way for you. In costume, there are 5. Outside of costume, I give them maybe like a 3.8, and that's being fucking generous.
See, I'm doing this to troll the shit out of Bill. Shane's giving me a head nod and a thumbs up. Hey, he's not here to do it, so I mean, somebody's got to. You said I was filling in for Shane. Bill just slapped Shane upside the head. He was funny. All right, Seth.
I already did.
Oh,
mine.
Yeah, you did. Scott, give us go. Bill's going to be hating.
After watching that preview we did before starting recording, I probably will change the costumes themselves to a 5. However, out of costume, I'll just drop it to a 4.
Hey, Scotty! Yeah! Not hating like the rest!
Oh, you're being a fucking troll.
Shane is doing 5 and 5. Pay. Hey, I'm doing a 5 for the costumes. It's the 4.95 for out of costumes.
Okay, so you're going legit? Okay, all right, whatever.
Shane's doing a double 5, mine's a 5 and a 4.95, and Bill's going to give
a
what?
0 to fucking negate your guys' troll scores. I can already see it.
Okay, because of out-of-costume hair boobs and gauges and dog people again and constant hand on hips and everything else
that
I'm
Bill?
Witnessing with buff 3PO, I am going to give this... I'm thinking this is a 4.3 hands on hips out of a possible 5.
Yes! 4.3 hands on hips, so Seth was the hater.
Yep.
Damn.
It's about the best I could do for these guys.
So did everyone change, or did all you guys change your in costumes to a 5 then, or what?
We can't change that score. The only reason the score got
changed. Well, you said you were changing that score.
I wasn't fucking here.
No, okay. What did anyway. They? What did these guys get? Do you remember?
I thought it was like a 4.6 something.
Well, you guys gave it a 4.6 something. I want to say mine raised it by a whole 0.1.
Yeah.
So it was like a 4.7 or a 4.8.
I'm pretty sure, if I remember right, they beat out the Baby Bib Rangers.
I think everything has. Even the Chroma Rangers.
Baby Bib Rangers is a 0.8. I need to fucking get that. Literally, I need to fucking draw it over fucking Leia's tits. So every time somebody stares at Leia, they'll be like, oh yeah, the baby bibs were at a 0.8. Because I seem to be the only motherfucker to remember that.
Hey, who's got our lowest score so far? I thought somebody did lose to them.
You do not dishonor the memory of Carrie Fisher that way.
Somebody did lose to them, and I think it took all the fucking way up till, like, I want to say a writer, but I don't think so. I want to say it was like movie costumes or something.
Somebody lost to the Baby Bibs. I can't remember who.
Sounds like somebody's going to have to rewatch all the episodes. We were even
laughing about it. We had to look up the Baby Bibs to see
how
it worked out. I can't remember.
I want to say that because... Well, it wasn't 2016. I can already tell you
never mind.
They won.
I thought...
No, 2016 beat Baby Bibs.
Didn't they barely win?
Jason Dunn fucked up. Yeah. It was either the Knights of Tyranog that we just did, or it was Tattoo.
Was it a Zord?
It might have been.
Was it when we were talking about the
toys.
Robots? Yeah, because
been,
the toys kept
the
coming up.
Might have been the Robos.
But I want no. I want to say for actual costumes. Now that I'm thinking about it,
was it the new toys? The new Zord toys?
It might have been, but I want to say that our first in-costume loss to the Baby Bibs was tattooed teenage alien fighters from Beverly Hills. And watch Shane fucking go worse than this hating motherfucker with J-A-K-Q. And I'll at least give you
Joker
this one.
Ranger Best
Battle
Ranger.
Battle Fever J.
The big one.
Wait, Battle
J-A-K-Q.
Fever J, that was the one with the weird Russian Pharaoh Ranger,
yes,
right?
Yes,
okay.
He's awesome.
Because J-A-K-Q
like, that
is
one I can
one.
Easily
anyway,
remember because...
out of costume, these motherfuckers...
Russian
hold up.
Egyptian
out
dude.
Of costume, these motherfuckers are a 4.41.
Let us all just 4. Remember.
4.41. So I want to say morphing actually increases them by like 0.3 because you don't have to see a fucking robot gauge boobs and a fucking dumb
weird dog.
Dog.
No, because 3PO is still awesome.
The only one that's still okay outside of costume.
Go Rangers are still awesome.
I don't know. I like buff 3PO Ranger. He's pretty cool. Ooh, excuse me, especially because
I don't know, you guys
Bill.
Are making me look up shit now.
Buff 3PO.
Buff 3PO is the best, Bill.
It's so dumb.
Stop hating.
I could take your goddamn hand off your hip.
We
are
about no.
Literally filling time now. I think this episode is done.
Skadoosh.
Yeah.
Hey guys, did you like that podcast? If so, remember to check out FandomNight.com. At FandomNight.com, you can drop a line to this show, or you could check out other podcasts as well. We cover all kinds of topics, everything from comic books, wrestling, movies, TV shows, video games, animes, mangas. It's outrageous. We seem to have a podcast for just about everything, and you have access to it just by going over to FandomNight.com. So check it out, guys. We're going to get out of here.